Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did the things I oughta, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me, drinking myself blind, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line, then they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing time for eternity. And I don't know nothing about tomorrow. I've been lost.
One of these days I'm gone. struggle. It took him 10 years to the top. But now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. One full moon August night, when he heard a voice in the front row singing. It was a sandy-haired river boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said, I'm gonna be somebody.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music, and it's going to be a lot of fun, believe me. Coming up about halfway through the show will be a comedy break that will put a smile on your face, hopefully, and we all need that now and then. And during the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will be coming up, and I'm calling this one the Super Duper Collaboration Special. With 13 of your favorite country music legends on one song. It's going to be amazing. You just heard Travis Tritt and his number two hit record from 1990, I'm Gonna Be Somebody. Travis Tritt blasted onto our radios in 1989 and quickly racked up a lot of hit records. In fact, many of his albums have been million sellers over the years. Off of the set with Clint Black and his number one hit record for him back in 1989, Killing Time. Now, like Travis Tritt, Clint Black also blasted onto our radios in 1989, and the Texas native has been racking up hit records all these years.
Sweet country music.
I let you win and I fell in the sea. I done? What have I done? Well, how can I face her? When I let you in, I fell into sin.
Was always there each time I needed you, holding on to me like I held on to you. We still don't have what you and I once had. No, it's not love, but it's not bad. No, it's not love, not like ours was. It's not love, but it keeps love from driving me mad. And I don't have to wonder who she's had. But it's not bad. I turn to her when you leave me alone. Sometimes even when you're here and you're still gone, she's slowly changing what you leave so sad. No, it's not love, but it's not bad. No, it's not love, not like ours was. It's not love, but it keeps love from driving me mad. I don't have to wonder who she's had. No, it's not love, but it's not bad. No, it's not love, not like ours. It's not love, but it keeps love driving me mad. And I don't have to wonder who she's had. No, it's not love, but it's not bad.
Now, there's a couple of hit records you don't hear on radio much, but they were big hits back then. In fact, both of them were from 1972. That was country music legend Merle Haggard, and a number one hit record for him in 1972. It's not love, but it's not bad. What can I say about Merle Haggard that hasn't been said? He's won every country music award you could think of, had a bunch of number one hits, and sold more records than I can count. Off the set with a guy you do not hear on radio anymore, but between 1969 and 1986, Tommy Overstreet had a bunch of hit records. In fact, he had a number five hit record with the song I started the set out with, Gwen. Congratulations. The song stayed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for 3 weeks in 1972 for the Oklahoma singer-songwriter.
Sweet country music.
country songs.
Okay, now allow me to dig into your memory. Yep, here comes a silly song, but allow me now to dig into your memory before I play it, especially television memories of those old TV commercials. Yeah, I know, some were pretty bad, but some stick out in our memories. Remember Mr. Whipple in his grocery store back in the 1960s asking us not to squeeze the Charmin toilet paper? Oh, excuse me, bathroom tissue?
First she squeezes the tomatoes, then she squeezes the melon, and now she's squeezing the new Charmin bathroom tissue. Please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Did you hear what happened last Saturday night? While dancing and drinking, we all got half-tied. This sweet thing named Charmin was dancing with me. When up jumped her boyfriend and he hollered at me, please don't squeeze my Charmin, don't hold her so tight. You'd best heed my warning, it's my last one tonight. Soft and she's gentle, and as sweet as can be. And if Charmin needs squeezing, then leave that to me. Along about midnight, I was feeling no pain, and me and Miss Charmin were dancing again. Then Hank and Big Harlan got into a fight, and I heard someone holler as out went the light. Please don't squeeze my Charmin, don't hold her so tight. You'd best heed my warning, it's my last one tonight. She's soft and she's gentle, and as sweet as can be.
Can you believe that? Somebody actually recorded a hit record about squeezing the Charmin, but in this case, it was squeezing a girl named Charmin. That someone who recorded the song was Charlie Walker, and it was his number 8 hit record in 1967. Don't Squeeze My Charmin is the name of it. The song was inspired by the advertising campaign for Charmin. Now, as for Charlie Walker, he had a string of hit records between 1956 and 1974, many of which were novelty songs.
Sweet country music.
Coming up in a few minutes, I'll be presenting a comedy break that'll hopefully put a smile on your face. Meanwhile, here's Reba McEntire on Sweet Country Music.
At a diner down on Broadway, they make small talk. When she brings his eggs and fills his coffee cup, he jokes about his love life and tells her he's about ready to give up. That's when she says, I've been there before, but keep on looking, 'cause maybe who you're looking for is
somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop that you walk right by every day, somebody that you look at but never really see, somewhere out there is somebody.
the paper, but today he reads a stranger's face instead. It's that blue-eyed girl from two floors up. Maybe she's the one. Maybe he could fall in love with
somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop
that you walk right by every day,
somebody that you look at but never really see. Somebody.
Now they laugh about the moment that it happened, a moment they'd both missed until that day, when he saw his future in her eyes instead of just another friendly face. And he wonders why he searched so long when she was always there
at that diner waiting on somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop that you walk right by. You look at but never really see. Somewhere out there, oh, somewhere out there is somebody.
Wish I had a car, top rope down, music up loud, follow that girl all over town. See, Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog, seen her in the park with the puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Riley's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes, bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall on me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall on me. Everybody says, Gonna marry me.
That's Diamond Rio and their number two hit record from 1992, Norma Jean Riley. The song stayed at number two on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart for 2 weeks and stayed hot on the record chart for 20 weeks. The song is about a guy who is trying to make an impression on Norma Jean Riley, and by the time the song ends, he's ready to propose. I'm going to start with good old Reba McEntire and her number one hit record from 2004, Somebody. Now, at this time, Reba McEntire was enjoying the high ratings from her TV sitcom called Reba, which was airing on a network back then called the WB. It was nice to see Reba on TV every week, and you could still see her on TV whenever you want because the show was on perpetual reruns.
You came from the city streets to my little country town. Your spell is on my and you've got me sorrow bound. You don't really love him, you're playing around for fun. Woman of the world, leave my world alone. You're the devil's woman, that's what my I know where you should go, for that's where you belong. Any better than I do, I'll have to watch him hurting after you are gone. Woman of the world, leave my world alone. You're the devil's woman, that's what my man don't know. Why I wear more in swimming than you wear to parties where you go. There's a place I know where you should go, for that's where you belong.
Nothing like a hit record from Loretta Lynn to finish off the first half of this edition of Sweet Country Music. That was her number one hit record from 1969, Woman of the World, Leave My World Alone. The song also spent 15 weeks on the Billboard Country Record Chart. Well, there's that music again, and you know what that means. I'm at the halfway point of the show. Coming up next will be the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break, and this time I'm going to play some fake Wham-Co radio commercials that are parodies of the real thing back in the early 1980s. Very funny stuff. Then on the other side of the break, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will come along, and this time it's going to be the Super Duper Collaboration Special. I'll explain that after the break. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stick around. I'm Larry Krasner. Be right back.
Laugh track. Are you the take charge, don't care about nobody but me kind of guy? Then Wham-Co Man Smell is for you and other men like you. A rich, satisfying blend of the aromas of locker room, cigar smoke, and stale beer with just the slightest hint of yesterday's lunch.
I can paint the whole darn house, I can mow the whole yard. And if you wash any clothes, go out with the boys and play cards. I can wait around for hours and dinner still ain't done. I can lay around watching football all weekend and never be fun. Cause I'm a man, a capital M-A-N. Let me say it again, cause I'm a man, that's what I am, hey.
We asked Jacques-Pierre Beaujolais, noted international wine connoisseur and curator for the Tour des Argents en Paris, to compare these classic wines, including this 1959 Chateau Lafite Rothschild, to Wham-Co Cellar's new Grapes of Wrath.
I have in my travels tested many wines from around the world, and in all of my testings I have never encountered anything quite like this stuff. It has a good body, as you can see. It has a good nose. It has a fine, frivolous, and fruity bouquet. I cannot be high enough to recommend this. Oh, what I mean is, I cannot highly recommend this to this,
Wham-Co Cellars, Grapes of Wrath, aged a full week in particle board barrels.
This is a wine that complements anything from a roasted Cornish game hen nestled in a bed of wild rice to a peanut butter and banana sandwich as juice.
Wham-Co Cellars. Great wines before their time. You know, it's good to talk to people you love who are so far away. Just to hear the sound of their voice can make your whole day and theirs too. That's what long distance is all about.
E.T. phone home.
We're sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
Poop.
Direct distance dialing with saw blades, speak and spell, and umbrella is affordable in your area, even less in some galaxies.
Reach out.
AT&T. Phone home.
Sweet country music.
Okay, gang, here we go. The Sweet Country Music feature presentation that I'm calling the Super Duper Collaboration Special. 13 of your favorite country music legends on one song. Yeah, 13 of the biggest names in country music. Now, not a whole lot's known about the song, except it brought all these people together. So, you know me, I just had to play it. So here you go. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. Here is the Sweet Country Music feature presentation that I'm calling the Super Duper Collaboration Special.
Well, I got on in Bristol by the old Virginia line with a suitcase full of dreams and a brand new spending dime.
I had a full bouquet of music wrapped in pretty words, singing songs sent down from heaven on the wings of a speckled bird, wings of a speckled bird.
I heard a guitar and a fiddle, banjo and mandolin. Opened up the door and told me, come on in.
He took my ticket then, he told me, bring what it is you do, cause that's how you'll be remembered when your traveling days are through. When your traveling days are through.
They came from the hills and mountains, the valleys and the plains. Some were kind and gentle, some too wild to tame.
A string of fearless hearts on an endless ball of twine. It's the same old train. It's just a different time. Just a different time.
We sung songs of war. We sung songs in peace. We traveled in abundance and we traveled on the knees.
Oh,
gates of heaven to hellfire's burning door. It don't matter where you take it, cause it's been there before. It's been there before. They came from the hills and mountains, the valleys and the plains. Some were kind and gentle, and some too wild and tame.
A string of fearless hearts on an endless ball of twine.
It's the same old train, just a different time, just a different time.
Immeasurable in worth, we stand before a new age, proud children of the earth.
We'll go on forever, and here's your solid proof. As long as there's a world, we've got to sing those folks are true. Sing those folks are true. They came from the neon city, suburbs and town, Lexville, Baltimore, is sacred holy ground.
Fierce hearts on an endless ball of twine. It's the same old trains, just a different time. Just a different time. Just a different time. Just a different time.
There you go. The Sweet Country Music feature presentation with a song called The Same Old Train from 1998. In fact, the name of the group singing it was also called The Same Old Train, and that was because of the people doing the singing. Now, count along with me, please. You heard Clint Black, Joe Diffie, Merle Haggard, Emmylou Harris, Alison Krauss, Patti Loveless, Earl Scruggs, Ricky Skaggs, Marty Stewart, Pam Tillis, Randy Travis, Travis Tritt, and Dwight Yoakam. Yeah, that's 13 country music legends all on one song. And by the way, the song never became a big hit. Well, as hits go, only reaching number 59 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. But it did win a Grammy Award for vocal collaboration.
Sweet country music. My hang-up is you. Everybody's got one, a hang-up of some kind. Call it habit or call it weakness. Thank goodness I've got mine. The wanting, the craving, the needing keeps my world from falling through. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang-up is you. I'm hung up on the thrills I feel when I hold you in my arms. I'm hung up because I need your love to wrap around and keep me warm. You're my little piece of heaven. You're all I've got
to hang on to. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you.
Done by Sylvia back in 1982. It was her first number one hit record, but of course it wouldn't be her last. Sylvia got an early start in her musical career, singing in her local church in Kokomo, Indiana, when she was only 3 years old. Out of the set with Freddie Hart and his number one hit record from 1972, My Hang Up Is You. Freddie Hart was first heard on our radios back in 1959, and he kept on having hit records right through 1987. Along the way, he picked up 6 number one hits, with My Hang Up Is You being his longest lasting number one hit. It stayed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart for 6 weeks.
Sweet country music.
Don't stop the music, let it play one more song, the same one that's played tonight for so long. She's out with another, I saw them tonight, sitting there close together, she knows that's not right. So don't stop the music, let it play one more song, the same one that's played tonight for so long. My pockets are empty, I've spent my last dime, but I've just gotta hear that song one more time. Don't be
I know that it's wrong, but I want you to hear the words of that song. So don't stop the music, don't make me go home. I know she's not there, and I'd cry all night long. Don't stop the music, let it play one more song, the same one that's played the night for so long. My pockets are empty, I've spent my last dime, but I've just got to hear that song one more time.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends, selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeball, oh, I back down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, and rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas, and Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. And Willie and Waylon and me sing about him, and wish to God we could have ridden his trail.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year war. Voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year war. The voices sound sad as they're singing, another piece of America's lost.
A piece of America is gone, huh? That's Ed Bruce and his 1980 hit record, The Last Cowboy Song. Now, if you thought you heard Willie Nelson in there somewhere, you'd be right. Willie Nelson was a guest singer on that song. Ed Bruce was one of those early pioneers of country music who recorded at the legendary Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, in the late 1950s. Speaking of the late 1950s, I opened the set with a George Jones hit from 1957, Don't Stop the Music. Now, to me, the song sounds a little like a Hank Williams song, you know, kind of honky-tonkish. Actually, George Jones had recorded several rockabilly songs in the mid-1950s under the name of, get this, Thumper Jones.
Sweet country music.
Well, if you've been a married a woman and things didn't seem to work out, divorce is the key to being loose and free, so you're gonna be talked about. Everybody knows that you've loved once, they think you'll love again. You can't have a male friend when you're a has-been, or a woman you're rated X. And if you're rated X, you're some kind of gold. Even men turn and silver try to make. But I think it's wrong to judge a picture if a cheap camera makes a mistake. And when your best friend's a husband says to you, if she started looking good, you should have known he would, and he would if he could, and he will if you're rated X. Well, nobody knows where you're going, but they sure know where you've been. All they're thinking of is your experience of love, all their minds eat up with sin. The women all look at you like you're bad, the men all hope you are. But if you go too far, you're gonna wear the scar of a woman rated X. And if you're rated X, you're some kind of gold, but even men turn and silver try to make. But I think it's wrong to judge a picture if a cheap camera makes a mistake. And when your best friend's a husband says to you, if you started looking good, you should have known he would, and he would have been good, and he will if you rated it. Wise women don't have a chance, 'cause if you've been married, you can't have no fun at all. You're
ready to. Sweet country music.
You know, one of the biggest and best known country bands is, of course, Alabama. So I thought I'd play one of their number one hits, All About Dixieland.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, needs a mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dubbing on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight.
Red-tail buck deer munching on clover, red-tail hawk sitting on a limb,
chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind, homegrown country girl
gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollars, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh, so right, my Dixieland delight.
Alabama is an amazing and beautiful state, and I know I've been there many times, but when you think of Alabama, many of you automatically think of the band Alabama, and for good reason. They're one of the most popular country bands ever. I just played one of Alabama's many number one hits, Dixieland Delight from 1983. I'm going to start with an X-rated song from Loretta Lynn. The number one hit from 1972 that she did was called Rated X, and it was all about the stigma faced by many divorced women back in the late 1960s and early 1970s. I mean, the lyrics of the song were considered harsh at the time. Boy, how things change, huh? Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over, and I had a chance to play a really cool song during our feature presentation. It was called The Same Old Train. The group was called The Same Old Train, and it was made up of not one, not three, not 10, but 13 of some of the biggest legends of country music. It was really quite a thrill to play that song. Hope you enjoyed the show today. I'm Larry Kratz, your host, and I'll be talking to you real soon.